This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 18. Under a dark cloud. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 9. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts came down on the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. In the ongoing story of the opening of the seventh seal, we read of trumpets sounding and of great destruction and darkness coming on the earth. Today, as we read about the sounding of a fifth trumpet, we see the opening of the abyss, a great bottomless pit that belches smoke like a gigantic furnace. The abyss is a detestable place, and perhaps it's best left locked. This is the Bible's way of describing the hiding place of evil powers and forces that threaten to undo the goodness of God's creation. Here, Revelation pictures the abyss opened and its occupants brought out so that their identity can be exposed. Light has a way of exposing what otherwise would remain hidden. I'm reminded, for example, of what I see most mornings when I walk into my hen house. The air in the chicken coop looks clear until a beam of sunlight shines through a window. Then, suddenly, every dust particle in the air becomes visible. When the abyss opens, a thick cloud rises, darkening the world like smoke from a vast, raging fire. In our everyday lives, something similar happens when dark secrets of corruption and abuse are exposed. What was hidden comes out in the open, and it can feel like a dark cloud has come over us. There are times when we wish the abyss had remained closed. We don't like it when dark sins are exposed, but we need to be prepared. With God's help, we need to look evil in the eye, name it, and work against its power to destroy. Pray with me. Lord, shine your light into our darkness and set us free, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.